All right, so once again, so today's shiur is going to be shorter because of upcoming chasana. But, so we're going to do a shorter piece today, a very special piece, one that I was taught a few years back by Rav Tzvi Lashem, who showed me this piece, who wrote his dissertation on the Eish Kodesh and has a PhD in it, which is pretty cool. Was able to have a charusa with. But it's from the Sefer Derech HaMelech. Sefer Derech HaMelech is one of the Sfarim of the Pia Zetzner. Probably know his most famous Eish Kodesh. B'nei Machshav Tova, Chshav Savreichim, Chavesel Talmidim. Many, many famous Sfarim. This is one of the thicker, more intimidating, difficult ones. Different drashos before the war. But in here has, in the back, has many different inyanim. One of them, a whole list of different things. You know, not just mo'adim, but different letters, different people. It says over here. Different letters to different people, and Pesach, we call them mo'adim, and Rudrashim, Shabbos Shuvah Drashim, all different things. Different letters and sichos that he had with his Talmidim in his yeshiva. And one of the Sima Shas, or Shima Sazohar, all different kinds of things. But one of the short little kuntrasim that he has over here is called Inyan Hashkata. Here's Friday. How would you translate Hashkata?
Quiet,
like Sheket, right? So this Inyan of Hashkata, which this is, he wrote down himself. Hashkata, like you said, means to quiet, to silence, to quiet down. What it essentially is, and we'll go through it, is a meditation that is bringing down. Connection with tefillah, right? It's the understanding of tefillah shiur. So we've spoken a little about it, Rabbi Nachman speaks about it, and other people, that tefillah sometimes doesn't necessarily even need to be in the marachah of the sidur. It can be talking to God, and that's tefillah. Tefillah is the chen, the ruach between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine, so we'll read it. It's him writing it. Couldn't get any. I have no water, so my water's not working. The printer's not working. Yeshiva is just the way it is. It's perfect. Fine. Bishnat Taf Resh Tzadi Valf or Tzadi Zayin. So he writes in the year 1935-1936. So it's before the war. Not many years before. Beit Shaiti bechavruta achat im yididi havrei chayakar kemar yisachar Nachman Zev Hashem yikom dama. So he had a chavrusa, the Piazetzer, Kolonis Kalmachbi had a chavrusa with this guy Yisachar Nachman Zev, who it's written Hashem yikom dama, so seemingly he was murdered or for some, you know, I'm sure the reasons were probably because he was Jewish, as were the majority of reasons people were murdered in those days. So he had a chavrusa with this, you know, if you have a chavrusa with the Rav, the Rebbe of Piazetzner, already a well-known Rav, so you can imagine how much of a tzaddik this guy was. Yisachar Nachman Zev, Hashem Yikom Damam. Zachinu be'asiyas Hashem Yisbarach le'karei al HaKodesh p'nimam b'schusa shal Avreich Hanal. And because of the schus of this Avreich, it was a younger guy, a younger man, as they say, to Likarei Lakodesh Pnima, he was able to find, to read the inner kedusha which is what's inside of him. In schus of this Avreich, and in seeming this Avreich taught it to him. Ki kanira haya admor meod masachim lechevratenu. There are this Admar, this guy was very connected with it, and there were a lot of mismachim. Okay, we'll see what he means. Be'eit shaya korei oto gamani nikrati. And when he was reading, so he would also read. Be'pam rishna shamati az etiyan hashkata. And that was the first time he heard the chavrusa with the Savreich, who was on this ultimate level, apparently. So it's the first time he heard of this inyan of hashkata, of silencing. Silencement of quiet. Aval chaval ad al da'abdin she'eni zocher kol inyan rak masha eskar hinini kotev lemaskeret. And he says it's chaval because I forgot some of the inyan matter, meaning I'm missing a few little pieces, a few little parts. It's really chaval, but whatever I remember, so I'm going to write it down over here. And it's no longer than, you know, two pages with a huge print, so probably a small little letter. And this is what he writes. Admor, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Admor is referring to his father-in-law of Elimelech of Grzinsk, okay, the Divrei Elimelech, the Imre Elimelech, his farm, the big, big Tzadik. Hitchil az ba'amar chazal. So it says in the Gemara Brachos, Chalom echad mishishim b'nevuah. That a dream is 1/60th of Nevuah. You might have heard this before. Kanoda darcho she'adma b'sefarav, and he talks about this in other places. It writes, ki ha'yeshus shel adam hu hamitnaged la'hashra mimaram. The yeshus. What is yeshus? How would you translate yeshus? Yeshut.
The essence, the purpose,
the ofness, almost, right? If that was a word. The noun of it, right? Yesh is just like the reality, right? The yeshut, the reality. Yeah, yeshut shaladam, the reality, the what we see in this world, the physical reality of man, hu amitnaged l'hashram bimarom, is what holds us back from this inspirational shechina that connects us with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says it's the fact that we're human, which is normal, right? It's the fact that we're in this world and we're surrounded by all these yesh, by all this, what we can see with our eyes, all this physicality that, so to speak, holds us back from this higher hashras mimarum, this inspiring shechina that comes down, that's coming down on us, and it's just thrown back somewhere. Va'im da'atav u'machshavatav erim, az kasher she'tishar alav hashra mimaram. And if his thoughts and his knowledge are awake, if he's thinking a lot, if he's putting a lot of thought, people, especially nowadays, the amount we think is like beyond. But if he's really thinking and using his brain and has a million things on his mind, then what? She'tishar alav hashra mimaram. So it's going to be more difficult. The more he has in his mind, the more yeshut he has in his mind, the more he's thinking about, so the less place there is for him to realize and to see and for him to be mekabel, for him to get this upper kedusha from this upper world. V'zeu ha'inyan. Excuse me, I skipped again. U've'et she'adam yashan. Yeah. And when the time when a person goes to sleep and his thoughts and his knowledge, they're quiet, right? Maybe he's dreaming, but that's subconscious already. But there's nothing going on in his brain that he is actively thinking about. He's not actively doing anything. His brain is on pause for the night, right? As we spoke about in the kind of Shamashur Shir, that it's almost like he's dead. But shoktim, as that at that point when he's sleeping, as dafka kevin she'ein lo, as dat la'atzmo efshar tishar lav hashram imarim. That's when you're sleeping. There is this idea where you could get this 1/60th of nevuah, and that's why we get dreams. That's why we have chalomot, and that's why it's 1/60th of nevuah. Why? Because our mind is empty. That's what he's saying. He's saying if we were able to think while we were sleeping, we wouldn't have any dreams. The dreams that are coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are 1/60th of Nevuah, which isn't that small. Think about how great Nevuah is. Nevuah is something that's brought down in Tanakh. You know, something amazing. So 1/60th of that, you know, if we were able to be, let's say, halavai, 1/60th of Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Navi who ever lived and ever will live. There's Sephardi, so you say on the Imamim. But 1/60th is not so small. Something. It's a connection. But the only reason why we get that is because our mind is void. Our mind is empty. There's nothing else going on there. The problem is that we're sleeping, right? V'zeu inyan chalom echad mishishim nevuah. And this is that inyan, this concept of a dream is 1/60th of nevuah. Kinoda gam me'amro shel admar. Like another place where Admir says, "Almash yoter mitorim b'tfila nasher b'torah." He brings down, as the Admir said, that we're more awake, so to speak. We're more connected with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're more there. B'tfila me'asher b'torah. Right? It's much easier to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu with a good tefillah than it is with a good tosfos. You feel good about yourself. You enjoyed it. You're connecting. You are. But when you have a good conversation with someone, as opposed to reading someone's, you know, let's say there was a book about I don't know, Lubavitcher Rebbe. Okay, there are. So I'm sure if you've had a small conversation with the Rebbe, it, you know, was totally different than just reading a, you know, one of his mechtavim, which are also it's something very important, something very good, or learning one of his Torahs on Mechas Chinuch, on Rashi, or on any of those. But speaking with him is a much higher level. Ki b'Torah mishtamshim yoter im ha'anochiyot. Torah, we're dealing more with the anochiyot, the me, the I. It's about me. I need to figure out Tosfos. I need to figure it out. I want to know, and that's okay. That's what it's about. That's really what it's about, is working on yourself. Trying to get this Torah, which is kibiyachol, this knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and trying to bring it into ourselves. Not us trying to bring our chachma to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not necessary. But tefillah, so Torah is anochi, Torah is about us. Hainu, ein leren, ein klar. It says, ein leren, ich klar. That's what it says, Yiddish. Says when you're learning, so how are things clear? I mean, it's like the joke that people say around the yeshiva. It's like, oh man, I was learning so much, I forgot totally about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is something. It's very personal learning. You get into it. It's exciting, you know, hopefully. But even if it's not, it's you working hard at it. It's not just you can talk and then, you know, maybe you'll build a connection. It's not something everyone can do either. It's something you have to work hard. It's something based on the person also. Aval, but tefillah lehefech. He says tefillah is the opposite. Ha'ikar hu habitulba. Habitulba. Right? What's bitul? Cancellation, right? Cancellation. It's this being mevatel yourself. It's totally, it's not about me. It's about God. Tefillah is not about you. You have what to ask for. There are things to ask for, things to do. But it's you canceling on your own reliance and saying, I'm reliant on you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all in your hands. This is about you. I'm praising you. I'm asking you. It's for me, but I'm saying, I can't do this. I need you. It's for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's relying on Him. It's being mevato yourself. It's canceling yourself and being more reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is not what Torah is. Aval be'et she'ha'ish yashan, az e'afshar l'rtso davarma. He says, but the problem is when a person's sleeping, so he's sleeping, and he doesn't know what he wants. He can't ask for what he wants. He says, if you were able to ask for what you want in a dream, so that's essentially what he's about to tell us how to do. Kielo yashanu, because he's sleeping, and we don't have control over our dreams, and oh, get into all lucid dreaming, but we're not going to get into that. Ubechein, ha'ikar lavo be'akitz. The ikar is, now he's going to tell us, to get lost in your thoughts. Lost in one's thoughts, okay? Be'et she'efshar lo lirtzot. At a time, meaning to get into the state of emptiness, where it's only about your thoughts and not about everything you're thinking about. We'll distinguish what that means soon. Be'et she'efshar lo lirtzot. Meaning not when he's sleeping, but when he's awake. When you're awake. Ki halo yachanu. Oh no, excuse me, I skipped. Ha'ikar lavo ba'kitz be'et she'efshar lo lirtzot l'matzav shoshena. To get to this point of, so to speak, sleeping, but not sleeping. He's really explaining how to get to a lucid dream in modern psychological terms. Ha'inu b'hashkatas machshavotav u'ritzonotav hashutafim ba'adam l'bli ketz. And how do we do this? By quieting our thoughts and our wants, which are connected to one another, right? Because we think about what we want, what do we want to do, what's going to be. So quieting those down in order to bring us to that focus on our own head, of trying to empty that out. Kikach darka shel machshava shemistabechet zu bezu v'kasher lo l'adam lifrush man. Because this is the way of someone who's bothered by the machshavos, right? People are overthinking all the time. Girls even more so. Always overthinking. Jews even more so. V'kashelo adam lifrush man. It's very hard to just stop thinking. It is very hard. It's an interesting thing he puts in parentheses over here. Something very fascinating he writes. K'moshe zachiti pam lishmo mikisva meran admor shlita zetzal. He's heard before that the David Melech said this before. Shebeim yistakel ish amachshavotav hanovaot, that if a person really looks at the thoughts that pop into his brain, afsho yom echad, even if it's for one day, he really looks at what he thought about. Meaning, let's say you had a video of everything you thought about during that day. As yir shekimat ein chiluk beino lebein meshuga, he'll see that in his mind, there's almost no difference between his mind and some lunatic's mind, some meshuga in his mind. There'll be no difference. They both have crazy thoughts. They really do. The only difference between you and the meshuga, the only difference between you and the lunatic, is that the lunatic actually does it, doesn't just think about it. We think about everything the meshuga thinks about, he says. We just don't actually go do it. We don't think like, oh, that'd be crazy if I totally, you know, just broke that window over there. So meshuga is just going to go like, that'd be crazy if I just broke that window over there and go jump through the window. That's what differentiates us between us and a meshuga. Only a meshuga has very little bechira. Aval machshavotav la'atzmo heim etzlo mamash kmo etzel meshuga. But we got crazy thoughts like a meshuga. We're nuts. We're all nuts, he says. The famous, I know the famous Shlomo Karvach tzal. Sorry, so he saw someone. He saw someone walking down the street, and they looked off. You know, walking crazy, disfigured, whatever, intimidating. Not someone you'd want your kids to hang around with. You know, some lunatic, some meshuga. And so he goes to the other side of the road. Thinking like, you know, like, naturally, you see someone dangerous, you go to the other side of the road. He says to himself afterwards, he thinks about it, he goes, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe he's normal and I'm crazy. It's exactly what he's talking about. That maybe we should think about ourselves, that we all have these same thoughts. He doesn't have control over it. Thank God I have control, that I'm able to control my thoughts and not put it into action. But, Achlas, he says, we're all meshuga. And I think we can all, you know, I definitely have meshuga thoughts all the time. And now he's about to give you etzos on how to quiet down your thoughts. V'diberaz. And here's what you do. Sheyatchil ha'ish lahavit al machshavotav sha'akala. A person should look over, meaning look into his thoughts, not just, you know, let them think away, which is what we do all day, but really focus on what he's thinking about for a light hour, you know, not intense, not putting his hands on his temples and, you know, getting his face all red, but, you know, just like sitting there quietly, slowly, like, focusing on your thoughts, starting to be sholet on them, starting to control them, starting to think, then you end up thinking about how you're thinking about your thoughts, but that's part of it. Le'erech eze regaim, and he should contemplate every once in a while. What am I doing? What do I want? What do I need? What's going to be? Haynu ma ani choshev, on what you're thinking. Contemplate on what you're thinking. Don't just think and let it go in one ear out the other. Rather, you should focus on what you're thinking about. Az yargish la'at la'at sherosho mitrokein, and he says you'll slowly feel that your mind, your head, is going to slowly empty out. All these garbage, lunatic thoughts are going to slowly, slowly, one at a time, come out of your head, and it's going to be emptier, your thoughts, and quieter. U'machshavotov omdo mishtafan haragil. And you'll be able to control your thoughts a lot better. Okay, so that's the first stage.
When you're sleeping?
Sorry?
He's saying when you're sleeping?
No, he's saying, this is how you get to that stage of similar to sleep. This is the beginning of the sort of what people call it, a meditation. Mm-hmm. He goes with the hashkata. the quieting of yourself. Okay, so after that stage you go. Ve'az yatchil lomar pasuk echad. Choose a pasuk. A pasuk that speaks to you. Any pasuk. He says, Kigon Hashem Elokeichem Emet. That's the pasuk he chose. Right? God is a beautiful pasuk. Hashem Elokeichem Emet. Hashem, our God, is true. Right? Yudke Vavke Elokim. It's got both names of Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's got Emes, which is a Mida, which is the truth, which is Emuna. But any pasuk which speaks to you, for me, I don't know, Hayomim Bekolo Tishmeu. For you, it could be, I don't know, Az Yashir Moshe. You know, so anything which speaks to you. Kedei l'kasher achshav rosho, in order to connect now your head, hachalel mishar machshavot, and to free it of other machshavos. So now you're only thinking about this pasuk. You're thinking, Hashem Elokeichem Emet. Hashem Elokeichem Emet. Hashem Elokeichem Emet. And think, Yudke Vavke, Elokeichem. What does this mean? Think really about the pasuk. Focus on that one pasuk. Lema, and it'll free yourself of your other thoughts because you'll be focused on that. Lemachshava echad shel kedusha. So you're only thinking about one machshava that's holy, right? Whether it's Hashem Elokeichem Emet, or Yomim Bekol Tishmeu, or any pasuk. I don't know what, whatever pasuk you'd like. V'achar kach kvar yachol ulevakesh serchav. And after that, after you have really focused on this pasuk, at this point you can see he's not really giving times because it's kind of on your own schedule. You know, you're kind of not bound by time a little bit at this point. You're really just focused and thinking, and you'll know seemingly. And that's when, what's the reason we're doing this is so you can ask for things you want and on that nevuah, 1/60th of nevuah level. So he says, now it's time to ask for things that, not you want, but things that you need. Tzarchav. Be'ezim midu shu tzarech lehitken. Lehitaken. With any mida which needs to be fixed. Choose a mida. Let's say you're lazy, so atzlanos. By the way, you're thinking in you're as far as it can be in Hebrew, but in your language, as you can see, he's doing it in Yiddish. That's his first language. But in English, you know, it's not like you have to be medayik, like Shnai Mikra. It's Yotze, Yotze with this, and it's fine. Like Yotze with that. But, although I did hear this week from Rav Chagi Ben Arzi, who's a big author here, a big Talmud Chacham, who heard a psak from Liechtenstein that Shnai Mikra is okay to do using the English of Art Scroll, because it's a Perush.
Just English?
Just English, yeah. I mean, it's not my psak, but that's what I heard from someone who heard firsthand from Liechtenstein, which is very interesting. But obviously, if that's the level you're on, if you can be learning Rashi, you should definitely be learning Rashi. If you can learn Unkelus, Alvai, you should be learning Unkelus, you know? Fine. But so you have to choose a mida that needs fixing. Laziness, or whether it could be chizik in tefillah, emuna, chizik in general, anything. He says, b'chizik emuna, whether it's a chizik in your emuna, o ava, v'yira, or loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, things that you need to work on. Something, a midah that you need to work on. One midah. V'zachiti lishmo az mimenu ofen hashkata b'chizik emuna. And he's done it with emuna, he says. And don't forget what we're talking about. We're talking about the Baal Emuna. We're talking about the Ish Kodesh. The one who was, so to speak, Achray Emuna in the Warsaw Ghetto. The one giving drushes in the Warsaw Ghetto. Talk about emuna. So who knows how all this works? Could that a try, maybe? Did it for him, Amunah, that's for sure. V'amar b'lashono ha-kodesh. And say it. B'lashono ha-kodesh. But say it in your own. He says it in a Yiddish here. He writes, Ich bin ma'amin b'amunah shleima, az der ebeshter, az der einziger nimtza oif der Welt, und az is nisht de kein shum etzias chutz der ebeshtern in de ganze Welt, und elitz was as is der Ein ir is near Heres Hashem. What that means? So it's got Hebrew here. Ani ma'amin b'emunah shleima she'aborei hu hanimsa hayichidi ba'olam ve'im shum metziut zolato v'chol olam v'chol asher bo himra keres or Hashem. So the way he asks for it, he puts it into an ani ma'amin kind of thing, but it doesn't have to be that way. It can be in any way. He happens to be the Rebbe Peter Zassner, so he's on that level. But he says, I believe, fully believe, with a full heart, full emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is for Chizuk and Emunah, Hu nimsa yechidi ba'olam. He's the only one that's found in this world. He's everything. Ve'ein shum metzias ulato. And there is no shum metzias. There's nothing else in this world but him. Ve'chol ha'olam v'chol asher ba'o. And all the world and everything inside of it, urak haras or Hashem. It's all just a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All just from the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'kach shinan ezef amin. And repeat it. Really have kavana. Whether it be I believe that I should be faster, but he'll explain a little bit more. Rekach shinan ezef amin. Repeat this a few times. Aval lo sheyomar zot bechazaka. Don't scream it. Don't go around and break your face over it. Just really think about it and contemplate it and believe it and have kavana. Almost convince yourself. Once again, the main idea, like he says, is to quiet down your thoughts. Uvamira betokef yachalu rak laorel danochiot shelo. And this and saying it, the effect of saying it really brings out your honest thoughts on it, the anochios of it. What your connection to that? For him, his connection over there to Emuna. So you start thinking about, what is my Emuna? Do I really believe this? Is this something that I truly believe, or is just something I'm saying? Thoughts like this. Rak ad rabba b'ofen kal me'od. And indeed, it should become light with you. Gam zachiti lishma b'inyan ahava, he said it with ahava as well. V'zeh ayin l'shon ha-kadosh. And this is the way he said it in Yiddish. Ich felt gewelt zayn, azoi net zum heiligen b'shefer, ich felt gewelt filin hiskarvest zum greisen b'shefer. Which means, Ritziti me'od liyot karov l'Hashem Yitbarach. I want to be close. This is for Avos Hashem. I want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be karov to Him. Hayiti me'od rotze l'hargish yizkarvus l'bo ha'agadol. And I want to feel that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just be, but feel close to Him. And he said this, you can see it's not an amunish. This is a normal sentence, right? I want to feel close to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to be with you. I want to actually love you. I don't want to just say, I don't just want to love you. I want to really have an ahava for you. And you can use this quietness for any tikkun, for any midah, any bad midah. Aval, and it's important, lo ba'ofen shlili, rak ba'ofen chiyuvi. Not with a negative trait, but only to positive. To positive. I don't know if there's a future tense to that. To make positive a trait. But, which meaning essentially is saying, you don't just say, I don't want to be lazy. You say, he says over here, he gives it, ba'ofen hefach hamida ra, but the opposite of that mida. Meaning, I don't want to be, you don't say, oh, I don't have a connection to you. You say, I want to have a connection to you. Or he gives another example. He says, kigon, for example, misha nilakeb imida ha'atzlut, someone who's taken by, someone who's taken hostage by, interesting word he uses, by this mida of laziness, atzlus. Lo yidaber b'inyan hachakas ha'atzlus, rak b'inyan knias hazrizus. So you shouldn't say, make me less lazy, I want to be less lazy. You said, make me bizrizus, make me do things fast, make me do things with excitement. And he explains this from the sense that we get by a baby. It says, that when a baby cries, have you ever seen this, but you go to a baby and you say, oh, don't cry, stop crying. Say it over and over. It's only going to make him cry more. You can tell the baby, don't cry, all you want. You can offer him a car. The more you're speaking, the more he's going to cry. It's not helping nothing. So what do? Gam efshar lishtamish nashkata b'chavata al sha'on al machuga katan. Meaning, so what do? You have to, you quiet the baby, you shush the baby, that's what you do, right? You don't say, stop crying, stop this, stop thinking bad thoughts, stop being bad. But you quiet yourself and you get rid of those traits, you get rid of those thoughts by hashkata, by silencing. Gam efshar yishtamish hashkata b'hipta al sha'on al ha'machug ha'katan. He says it's not always easy to clear our thoughts, like I said, for an hour, and he said he's had trouble too. But another way you can do it, which is interesting because it seems like he's going for scientific meditational Freud theories right now. He says, "Bihibatala shaon," is glancing at your watch. Ala machuga katan. Look at the small hand on your watch, right? The hour hand on your watch, the smallest one, and stare at it. Stare at it, he says. Shekimat eno zaz meshech ez zman. It almost looks like it's not moving. It's going so slow, right? It only moves one notch per hour. One hour per hour, if you will. Kigam ze mashkit ritzonu machshavotav. Focusing on something that's almost nothing but still happening, slowing it down. That's why that hour hand, right? Hashkata. What's the place? Kigam ze mashkit ritzonu machshavotav. That also quiets down your thoughts and your wants. The achar hashkata, and after you've quieted yourself down, shezet sarich lahavi leizem min hashra mimarom, which brings you to this, should bring you to this level of feeling really connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of your thoughts being one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Tzave lomar pasuk, you should say the pasuk, Hareini Hashem darkecha, which the pasuk is Hareini Hashem darkecha, Nahalech ba'amitzecha, Yached levavi liyirat shemecha. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. B'niguno hamiyuchat shel Admor. In the special nigun of the Admor. So, once again, I told you I was zochet to learn the Ritzvil Hashem, his dissertation on this, and has a real connection with the Piazetzer Rebbe. And no one really knew this Niggin. And he finally found out from the Piazetzer, and he taught it to me. There's the Niggin, and there's the Pasuk. And you're supposed to sing this Pasuk in that Niggin, in the Admor. So I'm not much of a singer, but you gotta make it known. The Niggin is, Hareini Hashem darkecha, Nahalech b'amitecha, Ayached levavi, Uliras shemecha. Over and over. Once again, what's that pasuk mean? Hareini Hashem darkecha, right? God, teach me, bring me on your ways. Nahalech ba'amitecha, let me walk in your ways again. Yached levavi, connect our souls, make them one, combine our souls. Uliyirat shemecha, let me see your name, or fear your name, both, play on words. Exactly what you're trying to do. That's what that pasuk's saying. And then again, Kama na'im v'nor bi'achad, and how beautiful and amazing is this niggin and this pasuk together, he says. Haya az ha'mechaza asher zechiti lerot l'shmo b'zkut chevra yididi. He says, and I've been zocha to hear this and to do this and to play this over and over in my mind, of this ingin of hashkata, which he learned from his chavrusa, who was murdered, Rav Yisachar Nachman Zev, shem yikom damam. Hanal umeod hefliga admor az ben yanazet. Divra the Melch was a little bit against this thing in a Veshkata. Va'amar ki batuach lo she Yoel Harba. He says, I can't help you that much. Even if it's something, I can't help you that much. V'dibir kigon le inyan emuna. And he said, for things like emuna l'achar yishtam shut eizah shvot bashkata. And he said, it didn't really help him that much. And, you know, he did it. It was like a cool thing. But like, az kashi yomar. But after a few, working on the same thing of Amunah and asking for it, doing it many times for a few weeks, he says, only on the Inyan of Amunah. So, as Kishayomar Zek Keli Vanveyu, when you say this pasuk, these words of Zek Keli Vanveyu, right? He's my God. Ye bechinas marin beetzba. It'll be in this almost as if you're seeing the finger of God. Right, Zohar, Maran Be'etzba, whatever that means, but seeing the finger of God, seeing the fingers of God, those are the things that do things. You know, when you think of God, think of Him doing things, you know, like magic tricks, Kibiyachol, Avdil, you know, using His finger, pointing at things and spinning around like Harry Potter, you know? Kemosh Isa Kolzeb and Midrash, it says in the Midrash, Shulis Rabba, Pam Rishona, Lo Zachinu La'amod Al Tchilas Taltosha Admar, Zechut Al Levracha. First time, I wasn't zocheh, he says, And I kind of agreed with the Admor on this idea that it doesn't do so much, won't help so much. L'achar eizem meshach zman, zichnu Hashem Hashenu slishmo mipi katshu advaram tosfos bir. He got to these unbelievable levels of really of emunah, obviously, and connection with the Kaddish Baruch and really feeling it. And after the Admor did it, and he got to these levels, so he recommended that I do it as well, and we should all do it. And we said singing of Hashkata, this special meditation of the Adm, of the Piazetzner from Schabrusa. You're welcome to try it. Get you a copy of it. And if not, try it. There's something in Yanim, this union of quieting your thoughts in order to speak to God. You know, Rabbi Nachman has many meditations, but one of his is to sit for a minute before tefillah, scream as loud as you can without anything coming out of your mouth. Just like in your brain. Another union of clearing your thoughts, of letting it void and just... But this whole thing is to focus on one thing, one holy thing, one thing that matters to you, a pasuk, a midah that you need to fix. Yiratzon, we should all have our midas fixed. All right, kol tov.